Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so today's topic is about the negative effects of singlehood in the Black community. Now, we've seen a rise in singlehood in the Black community. Men and women are not getting married and are just living the single lifestyle forever. Now, that might be some people's personal preference, but there are definitely positive and negative effects of that. And I would like to just go over and discuss a few. Okay, so I know the widespread societal acceptance of singlehood is probably one of the main reasons why we see such a dramatic rise in so many Black men and women choosing singlehood. Black men and women today do not want to settle down or be tied down to one person. You know, my question is, what are you waiting for? I guess most of us think that something better is going to come along, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if that should be the reason. Or is it maybe just the freedom to be able to do whatever you want? So, you know, we are pretty much a culture of followers. And what we see, we tend to blindly follow, you know, pushing aside what is best for or, you know, pretty much humanity as a whole. Yeah, and singlehood is now accepted. In the past, singlehood, especially women with children out of wedlock, was looked down upon. But today, it has become the norm for our culture. Singlehood might seem fun, and it can be. However, it is detrimental to society as a whole, as we see the many negative effects of too many of our young Black kids growing up in a single-parent household and the negative outcomes. Plus, there's also the financial insecurity and instability that goes along with being single. It's always nice to have someone there to pitch in and help out with a bill, you know, especially with the cost of living being so high today. But you also have to also look at the negative effects, such as, you know, you have unintended pregnancies, STDs, a bunch of different sexual partners. And those are something that you might want to look at. Okay, so there are also positives based on what's best for everyone. They are definitely positive and negatives to singlehood. However, the negatives seem to outweigh the positive based on what's best for everyone. Instead of thinking only about what is best for the individual, one thing that's interesting to note is that there has been an increase in gay and lesbian marriages. So things are a bit backwards, and that's the new normal. But I would like to go over some of the forces that are pushing in, you know, Black young men and women together towards committed relationship. And I think, from my observation, the forces that are pushing Black young men and women towards committed relationships are due to unintended pregnancies and feeling pressured into a committed relationship. It could also be financial hardship, like I mentioned earlier, due to financial reasons. And also maybe having a good role model as parents who have been married for a long time, and maybe you want to be like them. So, one more reason also that I've seen is that Black men and women who have probably been single for a while and have already lived a full life and want to settle down and are marrying later. Okay, so now I've talked about what's pushing people towards committed relationship. Now, what are the forces pushing Black men and women towards singlehood? And I think that the forces that are pushing Black men and women towards singlehood, one would be the widespread societal acceptance of cohabitation. Whereas before, cohabitation was something to be ashamed of. People may also choose to be single, and it is, you know, their personal preference. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's your choice. Also, being single could give you also a form of independence and make you feel independent. And we're in a culture today where women are trying to gain their independence, and I'm not sure how that's working out, if it's a plus or a negative. It's, you know, very hard to tell, but so those are some of the few things I think that's pushing people towards singlehood. It could also be, say, for instance, you've been married before and you're a widow or a divorcee. And due to your past experiences, you may not want to remarry again. And that's fine. Nothing is wrong with that. So here I want to discuss also some of the benefits and challenges of singlehood. And some of the benefits of singlehood in the Black community would be maybe taking time out to learn about yourself before you get into a committed relationship. Being independent is a plus, and it also could be a negative, but I'll say it's a benefit of being single. And this one may be good or bad. You know, you have multiple sexual experiences, and that could be a plus and that could be a minus. Okay, and some of the challenges. I've listed some of the benefits, and then here are some of the challenges. And it's the opposite, which is multiple sexual partners. And also being single in a Black community specifically could also lead to depression, unintended pregnancies, increased abortion rate, unprotected sexual intercourse, increased STD rate, and financial hardship and instability. So these are some things to look at. And of course, you definitely want to make the best decision for you. My take on it is, if you find someone that you don't mind, that you can stand, really, go for it, you know. It's like today, it's hit or miss. You may get married because you're in love and it doesn't work out. And then you may get married just because you got pregnant and it lasts forever. So, I mean, take a chance, you know. It's like, give it a shot. See what happened, and you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I like the fact that back in the day, you know, we were getting married at a younger age and we were having a stable lifestyle and beautiful families, and it was a good time. But all of that, you know, has changed, and we're trying to keep pace with everything else around us except for what's best for us. So again, you know, singlehood comes with both benefits and challenges. In the society we live in today, it is the norm to be single, and societal acceptance is steadily increasing, which makes it even, you know, a plus for those who want to be single. The benefits of being single, such as not having someone there all the time and having time for yourself, is definitely a plus. However, singlehood in the Black community can get lonely at times, and this is where depression shows its ugly face. And, you know, we kind of, I think the best for a civilized and a normal world would be the ideal, like I mentioned, where we all go back to basics. Getting married at a young age, have the white picket fence, you know, that we always hear about, and have the 1.5 kids. But we are living in a totally different world, you know, a world that is constantly changing and changing at a very fast pace. And what was once deemed right is now strange to most people, and vice versa. So singlehood in the Black community in particular is not only, not only affects the person, it affects the entire community and society as a whole. Because you have kids that are growing up in single family household, you have, you know, families that are struggling financially, and that leads to society's problem. And I once read a billboard, and it goes like this. And it's very interesting to me, and it said, "We will never be well unless all of us are well." And I really like that. I really like that. And I think that's what we see in society today. We are not well. We are not well. Okay, guys, I hope you really enjoyed today's episode and get some benefit out of it. As always, I appreciate your time. I want you to be an active member of this community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.